Hey, it's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Two shows in a row. What? Thank you for being here. Just a quick look at all the headlines. Let's get started. We always start with the top story. Today, two stories out of two different states that are getting a ton of attention right now. First, the Tennessee Senate passed a bill allowing teachers to carry guns. Public school teachers with a carry permit can take handguns into the classroom with them. Lots of controversy around that, as you can imagine. And the Arizona Supreme Court just ruled that an abortion ban from 1864 is enforceable. Also very controversial. That ruling is on hold for 14 days, and I guess voters in Arizona will have a chance to vote on abortion rights this fall. Those are two stories making a bunch of headlines across the country right now. Okay, on to sports. The numbers are officially in now. And yes, it's true. The women's NCAA final had a bigger audience than the men's NCAA final. First time that has ever happened. That's crazy. I'm rounding up a little bit here with these numbers. But according to Nielsen, 19 million people watched that South Carolina-Iowa game on Sunday, while 15 million watched UConn beat Purdue Monday night. So a difference of 4 million. And that's especially crazy knowing that the TV rights to broadcast the two tournaments were so unbelievably lopsided. The rights to air the men's tournament were $873 million, while the rights to broadcast the women's tournament were $6.5 million. Not even remotely close. And this is another weird record that I saw this morning. Last night during the Celtics-Bucks game, the Boston Celtics became the first team in NBA history to shoot zero free throws in a game. That didn't have one free throw attempt the entire game. That had never happened before last night. On to entertainment news, a couple quick ones. This is getting a lot of attention. Sylvester Stallone has been accused of, quote, creating a toxic environment on the set of his show Tulsa King. That's a Paramount Plus show. And the casting company quit after some of the background actors accused Sly of saying really nasty things to him. The director of the show denies any of that happened. We'll see where it goes. Another one I've seen in a bunch of spots this morning, Winona Judd's 27-year-old daughter was arrested yesterday for indecent exposure. According to these reports, she showed quite a bit of skin at a busy intersection in Alabama. Yes, okay. On the movie and TV news, a lot of people have been waiting for this. The trailer for Joker 2 is out. Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga together in this. We found out a while ago that it was going to be very musical, this movie, and you get that when you watch the trailer. It's out there now. The movie's going to be out in October. There's a new Bridget Jones movie coming. A ton of the original cast are coming back for it. Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, they're all returning. Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, that's the title. It's going to be available to stream on Peacock next Valentine's Day. In TV news, this is going to be a big story. Apparently that Jon Snow sequel to Game of Thrones is not happening. That's according to Kit Harington, Jon Snow himself. He said there are no plans for it to move forward at the moment, and it's off the table for the foreseeable future. Maybe one day, but not now. And lastly, if you're into network TV, CBS just renewed a handful of shows, FBI, FBI International, and FBI Most Wanted. They were all renewed, as well as NCIS and The Neighborhood. They're coming back as well. NCIS averages like 13 million viewers. That's a lot of people. Okay, yes, a few music headlines here in country news. Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, and the recently arrested Morgan Wallen all lead the 2024 ACM Award nominations. This came out yesterday. Luke has 8. He's leading the pack. The show is happening next month, May 16th. In other music news, Megan Thee Stallion is going to be on Family Feud. She posted some photos of her family on the set. No word on who they're going to face or when it's going to air. And lastly here, we probably could have predicted this, but Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler is back on the charts. That's obviously due to the eclipse. It was way up on YouTube's music video charts, Spotify, and Apple Music as well. It's a good song. Yes. Okay, some additional headlines here. This one's pretty heavy, but I always feel like the authorities don't get enough credit for stuff like this. We don't hear much about these stories, but the FBI just arrested an 18-year-old from Idaho who was allegedly planning on attacking a church over the weekend, this past weekend. He was arrested on Saturday with plans to attack the following day. So much gratitude to everyone that intervened there. In international news, Ireland has a new prime minister. Yesterday, the parliament over there confirmed a man named Simon Harris as their new PM. He's the youngest to ever hold a position. He's 37 years old. He's the prime minister. In Germany, this story's kind of funny to me, a 51-year-old man was just fired from an art museum after he hung up one of his own paintings next to all the other famous paintings. It was up for a full day before they noticed it, took it down, and let him go. He even drilled two holes in the wall to get it hung properly. In social media news, TikTok reportedly has plans to challenge Instagram with a new photo-sharing app that they're calling TikTok Notes. They haven't rolled it out yet, but an Instagram rival is expected from TikTok. I've got cicada news. I honestly can't wrap my mind around how weird cicadas are. But according to the experts, nearly 1 trillion of them are expected to emerge from underground here in the U.S. later this spring. It's like a science fiction movie. 1 trillion of them. There's going to be 2 different broods this spring, mostly in the Midwest and Southeast. Gross. PetSmart is giving away free tattoos, for real. PetSmart, they just launched a contest where they're giving out free tattoos, but the idea is you have to get your pet tattooed over an old tat that you regret and want to cover up. And lastly, in fitness news, a grandmother of 12 in Canada just broke a world record by holding a plank for 4.5 hours. She's only 58. I mean, that's young for a grandma of 12, but good God, is she ripped. Holding a plank for 4.5 minutes sounds brutal to me. She did it for 4.5 hours. Donna Jean Wild is her name, from Alberta, Canada. Congratulations.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Just felt like doing a couple shows this week, trying to get on some sort of routine to do it regularly. I appreciate you being here. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're not, follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a great Wednesday.